right, here on the Coast to Coast Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jade Turner. Jade, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. Jade, I want to first, it's been a little while since we've chatted, so it's great catching up. And you have a brand new song out right now that I want to ask you about called This Song Sucks, but the song doesn't suck. It's I like it. It's a really good song. But can you tell us a little bit about that one, kind of how it came to be written?
Yeah, I was like literally driving home. I commute an hour every day. And
wow.
The radio station played my wedding song. And I was like, wow, this song would be so bad if me and my husband ever broke up. Like, I will literally hate this song. And that's what got the song title, This Song Sucks. And this is my first co-write, actually. Usually I write my songs alone and then I take them to Murray Pulver and then he just puts the music to it and everything else like that and figure out. But this is the first time I actually just waited. I jot down what I wanted to like cheeky. Yeah. I put cheeky and fun breakup song. And so like that next week we went into the writing session, me, Murray Pulver and Rihanna Ray Sage. We wrote this song and another song called Stay Wild Child. That's not out yet. And, it was just like so funny. Like everybody just got it right away. And I love making fun of myself. And I was like, can you imagine the radio stations be like, this is Jay Turner. This song sucks.
Oh my goodness. It's really good. I like the idea. Yeah. So like, was this one of those things where it came together really quickly? You got the idea when you were driving and it just kind of flowed from there.
It really did come together really quickly. Like, we had only a 2.5 hour writing session, and we got through two songs. Like, it was a really, really nice. It was a good writing day for us.
Absolutely. I mean, you hear
came in there,
some songs take a long time to be written and might take years. You got a couple of songs in a couple of hours, and some songs come together really quickly, and it's cool to kind of hear how that comes to be. And the music video as well. I like the music video. I appreciate the cassette tape and unraveling the cassette because it just kind of brings me back to the 90s. I appreciate that. It makes me feel nostalgic. But I like the video. Can you tell us a little bit about the video and kind of the experience for you filming that music video?
Yeah, so that video, we were supposed to shoot it 4 different times, and it was actually supposed to be like the setting in a vehicle. We were going to go burn a bed, and nothing was working out. Like, it was just like thing after another. We had to push it back 4 times. I was supposed to have a whole bunch of my friends in it. They couldn't make it for this shot. Like, it was just crazy. It was a crazy time.
Right.
So the producer, Landon, he also does videos for Donna Mero and other people like
mm-hmm.
that. But so he came up with the idea. He's like, well, Matt, why don't we just like go through all like the music? Like that would be so fun. Like to go from cassette or first radio, then cassette,
right.
and then, you know, keep on going. And I was like, okay, that sounds great. But then the freaking tapes that he bought were like, I was like, Conway Twitty, why would you bring me this? I feel like if I ruin this, I'm going to be cursed.
right, exactly.
No, and so I kept that one. There was that one in Billy Ray Cyrus, and I was like, I don't want to ruin these.
Yeah.
And they thought it was funny, and I was like, no, and I kept them till the very end, and then we had no choice. I felt so bad for ruining those. I was like, well, this is your curse, not mine. I do not accept it.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's like radio cassette, and then at the very end with the smartphone, playing the music, it really came together really, really well, and it's a really good song and a really well done music video. Again, joined right now by Jay Turner. This summer, I mean, I'm excited for festival season. Can you tell us a little bit about this summer, how that's looking like for you? I know you're playing Dauphin Fest coming up here very soon. Are you hoping to be busy playing live shows this summer?
Yeah, I do have. I'm actually finally playing some other shows outside of Manitoba. I usually don't just because I have a son. But
mm-hmm.
I am playing Dauphin Country Fest this weekend. And then in July, I'm actually in Calgary for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then August, I'm in Ontario for a week. I have a couple of shows there. And then September CCMA is back in Calgary. So I'm really looking forward to this year. It's going to be a really busy summer for me. But, yeah, I'm so excited.
Awesome.
I'm so glad to be back.
Yes, like, absolutely.
It just feels good. Yeah.
And you mentioned the CCMA. So you're going to be you're going to be in Calgary and attending CCMAs, right? Just double checking.
Yes, for sure. I'm going to be there. You know, they have a lot of showcases that surround the CCMAs, not just the CCMA stuff.
Right.
And it's like the best. It's like the best to go there and just have people around you that also write songs. And also, you know, I work I'm a miller. I work in a machine shop right now.
Right.
And it's so strange to go from here to like people that have the same kind of brain as me. Creatively.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. So I love it.
Very cool. Before I let you go, just want to kind of ask about, again, the live shows. Obviously, the last 2-3 years have been tough, but not a whole lot of live shows happening. I don't know how many shows you've played recently, but how much are you looking forward to getting out playing live shows and getting out playing some music here very soon?
I actually was more busy during the pandemic just because there were so many things going on online.
Mm-hmm.
But saying that, it got me super prepared for playing live. Like I feel better about my set now than I did prior to the lockdowns and everything.
Right.
So I'm so excited. This Dolphin Fest is actually my first show with a full band.
Wow.
I usually just do acoustic shows and but this is my first time playing with a full band, so we've been, you know, practicing quite a bit, and I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully by next year I'll have like a little tour booked up that we can go through Saskatchewan and
awesome.
You know, go west, because I love it that way.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. And finally here, for those who haven't seen you play live, just let us know what's kind of your playlist like. You don't have to tell us every song you're playing, but I assume a lot of originals mixed in with a few covers. What's kind of the playlist looking like during your live show?
I play most, like half of my set is going to be original stuff. And then but I also like to mix it up, and I play like some blues songs, and I play some rock songs and old pop songs.
Yeah.
So I'm like a kind of an all over the place kind of artist, but I don't mind. I just pick songs that I really like and that I think other people will, you know, really enjoy listening to that they haven't heard for a while.
Right.
So I'm really excited actually for this next set. I could tell you one of the songs.
Okay.
It starts with a B and it's by Meredith Brooks.
Okay.
That's one of my songs that I'm playing. Like I said, that's totally different for any kind of Dolphin or any country fest and country shows usually.
Right.
But I don't care.
No, listen.
I'm excited about it.
You do you. I love it. I love it. That is going to be awesome. Jade, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. I know we'll probably catch up. CCMA is there in Calgary, so looking forward to that. And all the best going forward. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much again for having me.